This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we don't need any more drama. I mean, I've had the TV now on most of our waking hours just to see what's going on with the war and, you know, how America's going to get drawn in. And, you know, there's been just drama after drama the last few years. Well, last night I kind of had it was the last straw because we had a little bit of drama ourselves. So I'm coming downstairs last night. I'm barefoot, of course, because I always walk barefoot. And I get down the stairs, and all of a sudden I step on something warm and squishy. And apparently there was a nice little pyramid pile of poo-poo just sitting there at the bottom of the stairs. Just, and it wasn't, like, you know how there's stairs, and then there's backing up to the stairs, and you could walk over it? It wasn't. It was almost geometrically exactly where it needed to be for my step. Almost like they wanted me to know that it was supposed to be, you know, very, not even hidden. Like, look, I did poo-poo house. Okay, well, you know how I feel about anybody excrementing in the house when we have tons of potty boxes. We have two doggy doors, which the cats go out of. The cats even go outside. We have, I think, like five toilets in our house, all working for some reason, which never seems to happen. There are plenty of places where the animals could go potty. Why the hell would there be poo-poo? Who would do poo-poo house? And then, of course, right down where I had to step on it. So I have to clean off my foot. I jump back in the shower. I come back down, and I'm mad. And so I go, you know, who did poo-poo house? So, you know, the dog is sitting right there, and I think the dog is like, okay, I want to see this. Okay, I want front seat, or what is it, front row action here. I pay good prices for these tickets. Meanwhile, Snappy, which is a cat that commonly likes to do potty and pee-pee in the house as well, she's hiding in this wagon. I don't know why we have a wagon in our kitchen, but I think, oh, yeah, after we went camping, we brought everything in with a wagon. Anyway, so we got this wagon in there. So I go, Snappy, did you do poo-poo house? Yeah, then she kind of sneaks down. And the reason why I can't tell who did it is because the diameter of the potty, there's only three animals that would have done that. This, Uzi has that diameter, Snappy, and then Shakeyboo. Now, Shakeyboo has not been doing a lot of poo-poo house. Shakeyboo's the one that he likes to do his pee-pee and whatever. But Snappy's the girl, which is odd, and she learned from her mentor, you know, she's the young Padawan, to her Jedi master, Shakeyboo, and she will like a potty on our bed. She will, you know, we have this really nice, beautiful white, you know, down comforters. And she will get her little tushy on there and just kind of, you know, wiggle, get all comfortable, and then she'll do a poo-poo. And then she'll do, and I don't know why. I think it's because she just wants us to notice. I think she's so proud of it. I don't know why. So that's why we have to cover up all the beds, and it's just ridiculous. So now there's poo-poo, like, right there on the floor. So, you know, Uzi's sitting right next to it going, okay, well, this has got to be good. Here's Snappy going, I didn't do it. Yeah, right. You know, and you know, Uzi's like, you know, what's it be? Now Shake starts coming downstairs going, okay, you know, what's going on here? And everybody has to kind of tell Shake, you know, because he's kind of, you know, he's the older, you know, he's like 15 years old. And, you know, he's like, look, you know, somebody else doing the excrementing in the house because that's kind of my job. So everybody had to kind of tell Shake. And then here comes Snow. And Snow's like, ooh, somebody's about to get yelled at. Snow doesn't like Snappy too much. So she's like, give it to her, Mom. Give it to her. And then Sashi is like, what do we eat? And I'm like, we're not eating right now. You know, what's all the drama? You woke me up. I'm like, go back to sleep. So now I'm really getting mad because my foot is clean. The potty's there. Interestingly, my husband and my son, my other son was at home, like hid. And the reason why they do that is not because of the yelling, just they don't want to have to clean the potty. So they kind of sneak back, and I now have an audience of animals trying to figure out who did the potty. Now, I could sniff their butts. That's what a lot of people do. But no. And I'm like, look, I don't understand what happened. This is ridiculous. You guys all outside and go potty right now. So I open up the door, and a big wave of cold air comes. And then I see that it's raining. Now, I didn't realize it was raining. I mean, when the news is on, you know, I just run around the house. I'm just singing, you know, dirt deeds done dirt cheap. I'm just singing whatever the hell comes to my mind. So I'm not hearing that there's rain. So I look over, and the dog, Uzi, is next to her poopoo potty, and she's just looking at me like the cutest little thing. So I'm like, did you go poopoo house because you didn't want to go outside because it was cold and it was raining? You didn't want to get your tissue wet? And then she looks at me like, yeah. So it was the dog the whole time. Meanwhile, the cats are like, you see, you know, and I mean, we're all like, you know, measuring it. And I'm like, you know, we're all trying to figure out what's equidistant from what, you know, what orifice had what radius, and ended up being the dog. So the dog was trying to tell me that it was cold. The dog didn't want to go outside, and so she did a poo-poo house, but she did it where I would see it. And then she didn't leave and hide. She stood there next to it to take ownership. So I was like, oh, Uzi, it's okay. It's okay, baby girl. It's good. Meanwhile, the cat's like, oh, hell no. We get yelled at. We get thrown out of the room. You tarp up everything in the house, and she gets a good girl, Uzi. But I just find it fascinating that, you know, as kids, when something would go wrong, we would get as far away from our parents. I mean, we would flee. We would leave the scene. And it's fascinating that pets, they want to come to the scene. It's exciting for them. They're like, oh, this is, they like the drama. Cats especially since I think what happens, the cats knew there was a dog's fault. They were like, oh, is she going to figure this out? And so I just found it fascinating that they almost wanted, you know, the attention, and then they wanted to see what I would do. The problem is they saw that all I did was tickle Uzi's tummy, tell her she was a good girl. Yes, I did finally clean up the poo-poo. It's so funny. As soon as I cleaned it up, you know, you could hear the toilet flush, you know, because I throw it in there and then I clean it up. Then all of a sudden, you know, Brock's like, yeah, what's going on? Yeah, I had to clean the poo-poo. But the other thing I want to do a study on is how come it's pyramidal? How come when they go potty, it's pyramidal? Now, I know you guys are like, well, that's the falling, that's the gravity, that's Newton's law. You know, but I find it very interesting because I look at animal droppings, you know, when we go hunting or hiking or, well, not hunting, but hiking and stuff, and they fall in a pyramid. And I wonder if the pyramid helps fertilize the ground a little bit differently because I get, like, it has some heat. I want to study animal poop and the pyramid. I think it's fascinating. 1-877, Dr. Elliott.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Danielle, our producer. So the U.S. has warned Ukraine that there will be a full-scale Russian invasion within the next 48 hours. These headlines have been, though, coming for weeks, where we've been told, even throughout the Olympics, it's going to happen in the next day or two. It's going to happen in the next day or two. And so, you know, you kind of start to wonder what is, you know, why are the messages, you know, kind of inconsistent in a way. I mean, I would love for it to not happen and say, look, there's no invasion coming. So I appreciate them giving warning. But it's one of these things where I think Russia has built up. Russia is moving such that they want to just slowly, but you know how your older sister or older brother wanted a part of the room. You had to share a room. So then they would take up more of the space. And so your part of the room was a small corner because you couldn't go into their territory. And so I think what's been happening for weeks is this display of hundreds of thousands of troops, more coming in every day. And then the push, the pushing forward has been, you know, appearing as, okay, any day they're going to fully invade. And the invasion already happened. They invaded. When this all started, with the separatists acting up, as far as I'm concerned, it happened. You know, one of you had asked, so what is the exact day that World War III started? Well, we can't say it's World War III. We don't want it to be World War III. You know, I'm hoping this somehow miraculously ends without drawing anybody else into the conflict, without anybody getting killed. But it doesn't seem that way. But I think, this started weeks ago. And so the buildup of troops, the car bombing that was supposed to be blamed on, the Ukrainians did that, the back and forth, I think it's already started. I had said weeks ago Americans should be getting the hell out of Ukraine, should be getting out of Moscow, St. Petersburg, leaving Russia. And if China decides to take advantage of the situation, they might want to get out of China too. But each day it is escalating. So, President Joe Biden's administration has warned the Ukrainian government that the latest intelligence points to a full-scale attack by Russia imminently, according to new reports. Now, at particular risk is the northeastern city of Kharkiv, according to CNN. The White House had told Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky that there is intelligence indicating that Vladimir Putin is preparing to conduct a full-scale invasion within the next 48 hours. That's according to Newsweek. The president of Ukraine has been warned Russia will highly likely begin an invasion within 48 hours based on U.S. intelligence. Meanwhile, Russia warned that there would be a, quote, painful response to sanctions imposed by the United States and its allies against Putin's inner circle as Ukrainian government websites and banks were down after a massive cyber attack. So as I've been kind of preparing you guys, when Russia decides to hit, it might not be a missile, you know, trying to hit our mainland, it would be either our outskirts or it would be cyber attack, most likely cyber attack. And so they have been studying us. They have been practicing dry runs such that Biden gave them a list of things to not go after. I'm really dying to see that list. If anybody could get a hold of that list, that would be fantastic. But this list that Biden gave them, my guess would be the top targets. I just don't understand what the hell happened. I've just never seen leadership like this. And it's not, and I don't blame Biden for Putin invading. Putin was going to invade. He was going to invade. But it's just, we just don't have that image of don't mess with us. I mean, I can't say the word, but. So, Russia has warned there's going to be a painful response. Mikhailo Fedorov, Ukraine's Minister of Digital Transformation, said government websites are the result of a new mass distributed denial of service attack. They say it is unclear who is behind the cyber intrusion. Ukraine's Security Council declared a national state of emergency Wednesday. And that's exactly how it would happen. I mean, you know, you cut communication. You cut their systems. You keep them distracted. Right? People being off the grid is a big distraction. COVID's a distraction. These are all things that allow enemies to take advantage. Russian troops, they say, are on the move, have entered the eastern region of Ukraine. Russia has recognized as, quote, independent, the Latvian prime minister told CNN. According to the information at my disposal, Putin is moving additional forces and tanks into the occupied Donbass territories. By any definition, that's a crossing of a sovereign territory into a neighboring country. And, of course, Russia claims that Parliament completely rubber-stamped it. You just kind of wonder, how autonomous Parliament is. But, this was never something that they were going to back off on. When they already put that, troops and then blood, they brought in blood and, it was so obvious. Of course, concerns now happen, what happens with Europe? And so you have Poland and, small, cities on the border that are going to be, you know, that are going to have to now take on these evacuees. Troops, U.S. troops now are being sent to help, you know, for these possible Ukrainian evacuees. So what's been happening is many of the evacuees have been going to West Ukraine. But eventually, if Russia does what we think it's going to do, and it's, again, he's following Hitler's playbook, then everybody's going over to Poland. If Putin decides to stop there because Poland's a part of NATO, is yet to be seen. Now, U.S. diplomatic staff relocated from Ukraine to Poland. Just be prepared to leave. I'm not really sure if that's going to prolong, be a kind of a peaceful area. We're hoping not. You know, I don't have any more family in Poland because they were all slaughtered by the Nazis. So I don't have anybody to talk to or call or find out what's going on over there. They're gone. So, Russia pulled its diplomats from Kiev. Zelensky called for harsher sanctions, warned the future of European security is being decided now here in Ukraine. And he's right. He's right. I mean, do you guys think Russia, all Russia wants is Ukraine and will stop? You know, Russia, isn't that, I don't know. Love to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of the comments I've been getting throughout this week and last week is a mix of how involved Americans should be. And you've had some saying we should be sending a lot more troops, we should be already fighting, we should be holding them off and being already a formidable force. Others are like, stay out of it. This is not our conflict. This is just going to be a debacle. But one very interesting comment I got, and this was somebody who sent it to me on was it Twitter or Facebook? I have to double check. Was that they said, I want us to be involved, but not currently. Not if Biden's going to be commander in chief. And I don't like to, I don't like to sit here and bag on, public officials, and I don't really like to do that on the show, but it is the temperature of the psychology of what the U.S. is thinking. And this is something where, we still have another 3 years of a Biden presidency. So for those of you hoping that Trump is going to come in, and there's no guarantee, and that's 3 years off. Biden is our president now. So when I hear people are saying, well, what we could do is, maybe if we could just put this off till after the midterms, or we could just put this off, or, Biden is president for another 3 years. And if, God forbid, anything happens to him, Kamala Harris is president. So that's not changing. This is going to happen with their administration. And so what should their administration do? I can't entertain any sort of comments, wait for Trump to get into office. Trump's not in office. And again, what could Trump have done? He says that he kept Putin at bay. Maybe he did. Maybe this wouldn't have happened with Trump. But do we know for sure? This has been brewing since the 90s. But the opportunity is now. Is it the opportunity because Biden is picking his teeth, during press conferences? Or is it the opportunity because of COVID? Is it that Russia has been able to figure out our computer systems? So they feel like they could, minimize, us as a threat because they've had spies and these UFOs, I guess, swimming around, although there could be China. So, I think there's a lot of rhetoric going on, but, if we do have any suggestions to our public officials, it does have to include, our current officials. 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
While Hillary Clinton and many Democrats are attempting to downplay the latest revelations from Special Counsel John Durham's court filings, former President Donald Trump is becoming a bigger believer in Durham's investigation, though he was angry with him just over a year ago.
He worked slowly. A lot of people were really angry. He has brought out some devastating blows. And if you really look at it, if you know what this is all about, that's just a foundation. That's a foundation for some very, very big stuff. So, yeah, I'm getting to be more and more impressed with Durham.
Speaking on the Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show, the former president also was asked if he would be running again for the presidency and said, "I can't answer that now, but I think you'll be very happy." Ukraine's military has begun calling up reservists in response to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The number of reservists being called up is just over 36,000, most of whom already have combat experience. This is USA Radio News. Dozens of migrants continue to clash with police in the southern Mexican city of Tapachula as frustration boils over due to authorities keeping them waiting for months to be granted approval for free passage across Mexico to the U.S. border. Migrants, mostly from Haiti and Africa, have been demonstrating in Tapachula near Mexico's border with Guatemala for almost a month, and protests turned violent as they threw stones and bottles and traded punches with members of the militarized National Guard and police. Clogged U.S. ports are being given access to over $450 million in federal money from President Joe Biden's infrastructure law as part of the administration's recent efforts aiming to ease supply chain congestion and hopefully lower prices for American consumers. The administration announced the availability of the first batch of competitive grants for ports that will be double last year's amount annually for the next 5 years. The grants are aimed at specifically reducing bottlenecks that have slowed the flow of goods to store shelves and drastically pushed up costs. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
All for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, when yesterday we had heard that the CDC might have held off releasing information and data on COVID, the vaccines, the hospitalizations, it made a lot of people nervous. And one of the CDC spokespeople said, well, because some of that data is not ready for prime time. And I kind of had some disagreement with that because, one, this is the CDC's job, is to, you know, collect the data and share the data. But two, if mandates are ready for prime time, then the data needs to be ready for prime time. If the data is not ready for prime time, you got to then roll back the mandates. So, you know, who decides what's ready for prime time or not? And so people thought that this move by the CDC to withhold information was nefarious, was suspicious. And the CDC said, look, we just don't want the information misinterpreted. And as a doctor, I understand that, how some people could freak out. But on the flip side, again, once you impose mandates, then all bets are off. Now, you know, before somebody gets anything injected into them, because you're saying the risk of COVID is greater and, you know, the side effects are minimal, you, if you have any data, you have to share it once the mandates get into play. Yeah? And if the mandates weren't in play, again, still, Americans have a right to know. You know, guys, here's the data. You know, this is all the data. We're not cherry picking anything. It's everything that we have. This is what we were told. This is what was reported. We're making sure things are reported correctly. We're making sure something's not labeled a COVID death when it was a death from a car accident. We're making sure that something that is labeled a pneumonia death wasn't also in a person that could have also had COVID. And again, it's very easy to make a spreadsheet. COVID death from the start of illness to death, or COVID also a diagnosis that could have been involved. It's very easy to you know, make this data, make the spreadsheet, and share it. And so I've been very frustrated when I hear countries like Scotland and, you know, now the U.S., where they've been, you know, purposefully holding things back because they didn't want it misinterpreted, because people think they're doing it because they want to support the narrative. And I said, look, okay, can you trust the American people? All right, if they are concerned that there are side effects of a vaccine, withholding the side effects doesn't help. Okay, I mean, the CDC has done a fantastic job all this time with, you know, all the other, you know, vaccines and things. Saying, look, these are side effects, and they have to, because a parent needs to know. A parent needs to be aware that if their child is starting to have some trouble breathing or their leg is swollen, that it might have possibly been a blood clot that could have been associated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, you know, even though that wasn't really given until 18, we had a child, an 18-year-old child in Nevada, who ended up getting a severe blood clot, a cerebral one. So, you know, parents, if you want parents, and that's the thing, parents are different than adults. Adults in general, you know, there's certain things that they need to know before they might follow suit. But parents are like, okay, whoa, it's my duty to double check and triple check. So parents want to double check, triple check, quadruple check. You got to give them that data. If the parents don't have that data, they're like, then I'm going to err on the side of caution. Other parents are like, oh, hell no. I don't want my kid getting this virus. Anything we can do to stop it, I'm going to stop it. But a lot of parents are like, look, I'm pro-vaccine, but now it's my kid, and I got to make a decision. It's not just giving my kid one injection. It's possibly three. And then there might be boosters. So I owe it to my child to do the best research. So that's why there's these calls on the CDC to be more open. So recently, so today, I read in The Lancet that there was some research by the CDC that has been published, now open for people to see, that has to do with a very, very rare side effect that could happen with the COVID-19 vaccine. It's much more common in those kids that get COVID, but it was a little odd that this could happen in a child that was vaccinated without COVID. So in The Lancet published, reported cases of multisystem inflammatory syndrome in children, the MISC, age 12 to 20, so they're going to call them adolescents, in the United States who received a COVID-19 vaccine. Now, they looked at the multisystem inflammatory syndrome cases from December 2020, when the vaccine started to first roll out, not in kids though, through August of 2021. And what they did is they looked at, they found 21 individuals, adolescents between 12 and 20. So this isn't including the 8-year-olds or the 5-year-olds, because again, that data set we don't have. That data set is pending. But in terms of 12 on up, who was the earlier group, the 16-year-olds on up, I think, started to get it in the spring. 21 ended up getting MISC. Now, this multi-system inflammatory syndrome does occur with COVID. So many of those 21 had COVID or were exposed to COVID. So when they had a syndrome, we can't necessarily blame it on the vaccine, because that's what COVID does. COVID affects multiple organs. We talked to the mom of Zaire, whose child's heart stopped and he needed, extra corporal support of his heart and his breathing. He was on a ventilator. I mean, MISC is some very, very serious, it's a very, very serious syndrome that when COVID does kill a child, it usually kills them through MISC or COVID pneumonia. So 21 got MISC, all right? Of those 21, the median age was 16 years old. 13 were male, 8 were female. All 21 were hospitalized, but they all lived. 12 were admitted to the ICU. 15 of those 21 people did have evidence of either current COVID or past COVID. So they couldn't necessarily say the MISC happened because of the vaccine, because COVID was, again, a variable there. But interestingly, 6 never had COVID. There was no diagnostic evidence of them having COVID. 5 of the 6 got 2 vaccines. 1 of the 6 got 1 vaccine. Now, if you keep in mind, 21 million individuals were in that cohort that ended up getting vaccinated for COVID in that age group. So if you look at 6 per 21 million, I mean, it is a 0.00000, I mean, really low rate of incidence. But what was kind of concerning was in most of those small, minute cases, it happened 14 days after the injection. It seems like 14 days after the 14 days after a vaccine seems to be when we see a myocarditis risk in adolescents, or, and again, it's rare, but when trouble happens, that seems to be the sweet spot. Now, why? Well, we explained what we were told about the vaccine is you have a liposome particle. It brings in the mRNA. The mRNA goes into the cell. The cell says, what the hell do you want me to do with this? The mRNA says, look, it's from the boss. These are the directions from the boss. The cell makes the spike proteins because the mRNA has the recipe for that. The DNA of our cell gets to sleep as long as it's the Pfizer and the Moderna. The DNA doesn't have to get involved. Our cytoplasm of our cell makes the spike proteins, presents them. The immune system learns them. That's a two-week process for the spike proteins to be made and the immune system to learn them. So when somebody says, well, it's a reaction, it's an allergic reaction, it could be, but an allergic reaction to a vaccine second dose would have happened sooner, you know, like to the substrate or to the liposome. This is after the spike proteins are made and the body learns to respond to it. And maybe the first shot did so well that when the second shot came, the immune system's like, whoa, this is so bad. Let's all, you know, nuclear war time, DEFCON, you know, I don't know, 5 or DEFCON 1, whatever it is. So, you know, so it has to do with not the substrate of the vaccine, but what it actually is, the mRNA and the spike proteins. It's a brilliant technology, but we kept seeing this 14-day sweet spot. And so anybody that, you know, has a variety of symptoms like coughing, chest pain, abdominal pain, dizziness, short of breath, pale skin, blue lips, get them seen right away, because whether it's COVID or not, it could be MISC. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. 800-800-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
So thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Okay, so one of the reasons why I never went into politics is because you can't please everybody. Somebody's going to be ticked. You might think you are doing the best thing since sliced bread, and somebody's going to find fault with it. They're going to say what you're doing is hurting people. It's making things worse. And you're like, but I'm just trying to make things better. And so the reason why I'm not a fan of politics is because I think you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And I hate that. I hate being damned if you do, damned if you don't. And one of the reasons why I chose medicine is I've always wanted to be a doctor. I thought being a doctor was going to be the coolest thing, be a nurse, be in healthcare field. And I became one. And it was rough. It wasn't very easy. And when you go through medical school, okay, you know, you're not taught that you're going to be a superhero. You think you're going to be a superhero. You're like, oh my gosh, you know, this is going to be great. I'm going to wear a cape. You know, there's going to be like, is there a doctor in the house? And I'm like, yeah, I'm a doctor in the house. Like, good, can you help? I'm going to back up. I'm going to save lives. I am here to save lives. Everybody back up. Back it up. Save a life. You know, and okay. And by the way, that does seem to happen. You know, when you're on a plane and you're in a restaurant and no one else is around and you're, you know, it does happen that way. But when you're in it, you're like, okay, I don't ever want to see that again. It's not easy to see somebody dying or going through that. It's very, very scary, and you're like, whoa, okay, never mind. I'd rather sit on the couch watching Netflix and not ever have to see or go through that again. But when you're a doctor, you learn early on that it's not black and white. It's not yes or no. It's not good or bad. It is a range of things. And you learn to realize that you have to make some decisions. And when you have to make those decisions, you are not going to please everybody. And I thought, you know what? Okay, we're going to fight the cancer. That should be a slam dunk. We are going to take your cancer, your leukemia, your lymphoma, your prostate cancer, your pancreatic cancer. We are going to knock it out of the ballpark. But you don't realize that with that decision, there's going to be possible loss of quality of life, pain, loss of hair, them getting sick, them becoming vomiting all the time, them being miserable. And so we learn early on that the decisions in medicine aren't very easy. And so it stinks because I want to think that every single decision I make, you have the crowd cheering you on going, yes, you're right, yes. Well, that's not the case. And I had to become a big girl, right? By the time I graduated medical school, had my practice, had my first kid, I was still in my 20s. And boy, did I learn a lot about people. And I learned that, look, I have to make the best decision I can to help the best amount of people. And there's going to be some people upset. And there's going to be some people that are not going to be happy. And sadly, there might be some people hurt. You know, for example, I had a woman who was being abused by her husband. And so I got her into a therapist. And we, you know, got her protected. And they went through, you know, she's, I guess they helped her separate from him, leave. You know, you're like, okay, well, great. That was a good thing. Well, yeah, the kids miss their daddy. The kids don't get to be around their daddy. Daddy wasn't abusing the kids. Dad was abusing the mom. Everything that happened should have happened. But now you have the kids going, I wish mom never told a doctor because I'd have my daddy around. So you see, there's always these unintended consequences that happen. And so, you know, doctors have to, though, make the right decision. They have to choose life over policy. They have to choose common sense over politics, right? And they have to choose ethics first. So throughout this pandemic with COVID, and then throughout the vaccine rollout, I had to make a choice. Do I recommend you guys get vaccinated, or do I tell you not to because there could be risk factors with the vaccine? And I have been very aware. The CDC has made us aware. My listeners have made us aware that there are risks with the vaccine. But the CDC, as well as my listeners, have also made us aware that COVID is one hell of a nasty son of a gun of a virus. And we have all known somebody who's died of COVID. And so as a doctor, and this isn't even me as a media host, but as a doctor, I've had to choose. What do I think is going to be safer for patients? And I've said this before on the show, but I am sick and tired of new listeners coming up, and I welcome new listeners, but them getting ticked off at me because they will hear a segment of me saying, look, guys, you know, the vaccines are shown to thwart hospitalization, thwart death, to, you know, a better degree than not. Now, I got the vaccine. People are so ticked that I got the vaccine. They're ticked that my kids got the vaccine. But I had to make a choice. And I told you guys why I made the choice. It isn't because Biden said so. It isn't because Trump said so or made the vaccine available or he got one. It has nothing to do with Trump. It has nothing to do with Kamala Harris. It has nothing even to do with the medical board. The vaccine was available, and I saw what COVID could do to patients, and that scared the living crap out of me. Yes, some of the side effects scare the crap out of me, too. I'm not going to lie. When my kids got the vaccine, in fact, I still pray every night. Thank God they didn't get a reaction to it. But I also pray every night that they don't get bad COVID. Same thing with my mom. Same thing with my friends and family. I pray for all of them. Pray for you guys. And so the prayer is a little longer, but I have to include you guys, so I kind of lump you all into one group. But, you know, my prayers are now so long that I, you know, it's already 2 a.m. by the time I finish them. So, you know, I know many of you were looking forward to my show being, look, guys, don't get it. It's going to hurt you. It's this and that. And I can't do that with my heart, with my ethics, because if, God forbid, you get COVID and you could have had something that protected you, even if it was 30% protection, 80% protection, I couldn't live with myself. Like the flu shot. You guys get so ticked off at me when I recommend the flu shot. You know, the flu shot's not even 60% effective. You're not wrong. The flu shot, you know, doesn't provide 100% protection, but I would rather have 50% protection, 40%, even that year when there was only 17% protection for the flu shot, I still didn't get the flu. So for me, I'm a fan. I'm allowed to use that as my reasoning. I will never mandate you guys. I will never tell you you have to go and do something. If you've noticed, I've never done that. I've said, look at the data, consider this, and this is why I did it, and this is what I've seen, so this is what I'm recommending. But I would never force anybody. I would never mandate, because I'm also the one person, you know, either in the family or whatever, where if something bad does happen, a side effect does happen, it happens to me. So I totally get that. When somebody goes, look, bad luck happens to me. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen to me. I can appreciate that. But listen, if you're going to get bad COVID, does that mean it's going to happen to you too? So, you know, for those of you who want me to be on one soapbox or another, it's not going to happen. I'm a physician. I'm board certified. I'm a fellow. I earned that because, one, I did my research. I understand research. And I also understand the pros and the cons and the benefits and the risks. I will always talk to you guys about the risks. Some of you guys get ticked off about that. They're like, oh, my God, she just brought up the MISC with the COVID vaccine. Well, yeah, because, look, it was CDC researchers. This is data. I want you guys getting all the data. Same thing with ivermectin. When there's good studies on ivermectin, I'm going to tell you. When there's bad studies on ivermectin, I'm going to tell you. Right now, we have a couple medical schools looking at ivermectin. I'm excited about that. But we just had a study from Malaysia saying the ivermectin didn't work. What do I think? I think it helps some and doesn't help others. I think people with certain genetic makeups are going to be fine, you know, with COVID. Others will be killed by COVID. So we're learning that that's not a one-size-fits-all. But I need you guys to lay off the demands for you're either with us or you're against us. Because I'm of the moderate, centrist, you know, common sense. I understand both sides. And for me, I don't trust where this virus came from. I don't trust this virus. I've never seen a virus like this. And I'm very distrustful of what this could do long term. And that's why I'm on the side of vaccinating. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.